This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jordan Blue, who was a third place finisher on America's Got Talent, we had him on the show recently. He is an amazing talent, and here's a song from Jordan Blue. This is called Cruisin'. Very thoughtful lyrics. Oh, what did I say? Cruisin'. I meant chasin'. I'm thinking of that song by Florida Georgia Line. Chasin' is the name of the song. It's about, you know, chasing your dreams in life. Jordan is performing Saturday afternoon at the Washington Parish Fair. Jordan Blue is also performing tonight at 6:30 at the Mandeville Trailhead. And I'm going to try and get out of here early enough to make that this afternoon. Jordan Blue joins us on WWL. Jordan, good afternoon.
Hello, hello. How we doing?
Good, good. Look, I'm so impressed with you, and I just hope the absolute best for you. I have a lot of respect for the way you're handling things, and for people who missed the interview, Jordan has had offers from record companies, and he's holding off right now. He's living on the money that he's making from TikTok, and he's doing okay there. But I really respect him for not just jumping on the first deal. And what is it exactly that you're waiting for before you accept an offer, Jordan?
I mean, truthfully, I'll never say never. I learned that one time. I went into a meeting with somebody, some really big people in there, and I just went in there and was like, I'm staying independent. I don't need any help. I'm going to do this on my own. And that's just not the truth. You do need help, right? And true independent just doesn't exist anymore. You can't do everything on your own. So I'm not naive to the fact that I'll need a team of people to help me, but I'm not desperate enough to just jump on the first opportunity that presents itself. Right now, I have all of the things that I need to continue doing what I'm doing. And truthfully, it's just building more leverage for me. I think that if the right person comes with the right opportunity, you know, it's definitely a possibility that I will sign with somebody, but it's just not. Right now, I'm perfectly comfortable going into a room and then leaving without signing anything because it just didn't work out. Because I'm happy where I'm at right now. There's going to be a lot more growth to come. But, you know, if somebody presents the right opportunity, then that's what I'm waiting on, you know.
What is it that has come up that has kept you from saying this is the right deal?
Well, for one, it was just too soon. Most of the people that reached out, I honestly didn't, and I should have done this, but I honestly didn't even respond to the email. We haven't even had a talk yet. Because at the time I was like, look, I'm still doing AGT right now. Like, I need to just keep my mind focused on doing America's Got Talent before signing or talking with anybody, because I don't want them to try to deter me from what ultimately has set me up for the most success to be able to do this on my own. So, yeah, that's the main thing is that, you know, a lot of people want control creatively over what I'm doing. And obviously that's the most important thing to me is to be authentic.
Well, I love that. I love that you want creative control, and I love that you trust the voice that you hear within yourself, the voice that nobody else right. hears, but that voice that you hear that is directing you. And I love that you trust that voice over somebody else telling you what you need to do. It doesn't mean that others can't offer you advice and offer you help, but I really right. admire your patience. And I think that this is something really to be respected, regardless of what people do in life. It's a great virtue to have patience. Too often people jump on something right away. And I can think of times in my career where, you know, maybe I moved from one city to another too quickly, and maybe I should have stayed back in that city. And I often wonder, well, what would have happened if I would have stayed in this city longer? So yeah. I get that, but I really do respect your patience. So you're performing at 6:30 tonight at the Mandeville Trailhead. And then again, Saturday afternoon around maybe 2:30 at
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
tomorrow, I'll be at Washington Parish Fair main stage. Okay. So that'll be a great time. 4 p.m. tomorrow, Washington Parish Fair, and then tonight at the Mandeville Trailhead at 6:30 p.m. And I'll be performing for a little over an hour both today and tomorrow. So definitely worth the trip out there.
Yeah, so... You know, we haven't heard a lot from you. I'm going to do another one of your songs, you know, going into the break here in just a moment. But it's got to still be a thrill for you now. It's still new for you to get up in front of a live crowd, right?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like it. The energy, the rush that I get on stage. You know, a lot of people might feel like they get nerves whenever they go on stage, but I feel like I get adrenaline, and it just makes me have superpowers. You know, like the notes that are hard to hit aren't so hard to hit anymore whenever I get up on that stage in front of a live audience. It's just the transfer of energy is just beautiful.
See, I think that that's because you have so much confidence in what you do, that a chance to do it in front of people, you translate that adrenaline into confidence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's really crazy to think about, but I've been more nervous to sing in front of my church than I have singing on that AGT stage for the first audition. And it's really crazy to think about, but the reason I feel like is because, you know, at any church I can mess up and I see these people every single week again, but for AGT, yeah. like this is the opportunity that I've been, this is where I'm supposed to be. My life has led me up to this moment to make or break. And like, this is my opportunity to take it. So I just went in there, and that's what I did.
In my interview with you, you mentioned God a couple of times. Talk about your relationship with God and how it's relative to your success right now.
Oh, 100%. I mean, at the end of the day, even just getting in the church to begin with was something, you know, my mom kind of got me into, and that had a huge impact on me to continue doing what I do now. But even more so, you know, the things that I have right now are all due to God. Like, I've been in some really not great situations, and I've learned from it because God gave me that perspective, right? I made it through those moments because God gave me the strength. And now as I go into new things, new doors, new opportunities, he gives me the confidence and the experience that I've had to keep going and to be the best that I can be in every situation and make the most of it, you know?
And do you feel like God will carry you through and be with you no matter how big you become?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the only thing that's going to keep me grounded, you know? As things start to rise and things get bigger and bigger and bigger, like, you know, it's very easy to get caught up into the worldly things and that LA lifestyle and all that kind of stuff, but yeah. I need to remain true to myself and remain grounded in those moments and stay humble, and God's going to be what keeps that going for me.
You know, I had a number of conversations with John Lodge of the Moody Blues, and he passed away just a few days ago. And I remember him talking about his religion. He was married to the same woman all of those years. And, you know, we kind of joked about how he, you know, he didn't do drugs and didn't drink. And he was, you know, an evangelical Christian, and a lot of different kinds of Christians out there, but he was an evangelical Christian. And, you know, here's a guy who was, you know, in the 60s and 70s. I mean, he was caught up in the world of just raw sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I mean, there was no conscience. This was before AIDS. I mean, things were wild. And I just was so in admiration of him for not becoming part of that. And it was his relationship with God that kept him from doing that. And when he was like invited to certain parties, he knew what was going to go on, drugs and sex. Yep. And so he just didn't go.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Absolutely. Yep. That is a very good lesson to stand by. Yeah.
Yeah. And then another one, Alice Cooper is essentially a born-again Christian. And I've talked to Alice about, you know, the strange, macabre things that he does on stage. Does any of this conflict with his religious beliefs? And he says, no. He said, I think God has a sense of humor. And he said, I think God, you know, gave us rock and roll. Jordan, do you ever feel like that, you know, you didn't choose God, but God chose you?
The way that I look at it is that, you know, God kind of chooses all of us. He's steady there knocking at our door, and it's just kind of up to us to open it, you know? So, 100%. To think that we have really any choice or say in the matter is is funny to think. But, you know, you do. You still have the free will side of things, and it's just up to you to kind of open that door that he's steadily knocking at. That's the way that I look at it.
Well, Jordan, you are an amazing singer, and you're an amazing young person, and you went through a lot, and I so respect where you are today. You know, you have this unique ability to be very, very soulful at your age, and also as a white singer, you've got a lot of soul, and you're part of that blue-eyed soul contingency of a few performers out there. And when I first heard your music, you could easily have been a black artist, but you're a white artist that has a lot of soul. I hear that. Is that something that you feel?
What, the soul, you mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's the same concept of going up onto that stage and that transfer of energy. Like, that's what soul is for me. Like, it's not just sounding good to the ears, but it's the feeling good part of, you know. And I've literally had times where I'm singing on the street, on Bourbon Street, and like people will come, and it's just crazy. It's like they're sending me their energy, like they're feeding me their energy to use, which goes back out to everybody listening. So it's just this constant cycle. Like, we learn this in school. Energy is not created or destroyed. It's transferred, right?
Yeah.
And when you're singing a song on stage, when I'm singing a song on stage, I'm transferring my energy to those listening, and they're transferring it right back to me with their cheers and their just their energy and that kind of thing. And so it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it's very real. You feel it in a very strong manner when you're up there on stage.
Okay, so this evening at 6:30, Mandeville Trailhead. I'm going to try and get out of here on time. I'm going to try to make it. If I don't make it tonight, I'll make it tomorrow. Tomorrow, Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Washington Parish Fair, you're going to be on stage, and you'll do an hour and a half, and it should be a really great show for a lot of people. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you, and some are going to come see you for the first time.
Oh, yes. That's going to be amazing. And I will be there. Please come up. Ask me for a picture. Just don't get too handsy, all right?
All right, Jordan, listen, I appreciate your time, and I will see you either tonight or I'll see you tomorrow afternoon. We're going to go to break with My Love, Jordan Blue, on WWL. You know, I've been around so many performers in my career, And I think Jordan Blue is amazing. You know, there are amazing people who never make it. But this is a guy who is set to make it. And, you know, we're discovering him in the beginning. Jordan Blue. Mandeville Trailhead tonight, 6:30. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, on stage, main stage at the Washington State, Washington Parish Fair. Lived in Seattle, so I think Washington State. Washington Parish Fair tomorrow in Franklinton. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Free for All Friday, and we'll be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.